Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 21 year B. Our readings today, Esther chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, 9 to 10. And chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. Psalm 124. The Epistle of James, chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 to 50. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We come in the name of Jesus. We come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, you tell us that the whole earth is a picture of your glory, that everything we see and hear is specifically designed to make you known and your presence a reality. Compared to the mirror of creation, the words of our worship can seem too formal, almost empty, unrevealing. Yet we long to worship you, to draw closer and closer to you, and to know you, a living reality at the center of our lives and at the heart of our worship. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to lift up Christ and to lift up our voices and our lives in praise to Him. Amen. We have the hymn, Lord, Speak to Me.
Speak to me,
Let us pray. We pray the collect for Puffer 21. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Power of Prayer. The Power of Prayer. Prayer, we are taught, is communication with God. In prayer, we are able to express our thoughts, feelings, and requests before God, in silence or aloud, individually or in groups. We pray prayers of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication or intercession. We pray for ourselves, we pray for others. We pray for a change in circumstances. We pray in the belief that God hears our prayers and God always responds, not necessarily in the way we desire, nor in our time. But in faith, we believe that God always responds in God's own way and in God's time. In faith, we believe that God's response to our prayer is done in love and is best for us. The story of Esther is a dramatic one which illustrates the power of prayer. Her story illustrates the challenge of living a faithful life in an unfaithful society. The story begins with the ruler of the Persian Empire, King Ahasuerus, divorcing the queen Vashti for not acceding to his request to display her beauty before his invited guests. After the divorce, he orders his aides to find a new, beautiful wife for him. Eventually, a young virgin, Esther, is chosen to be the king's new wife. However, unknown to the king and his court, Esther is a Jew whose Hebrew name is Hadashari, who was orphaned at an early age and who was adopted by her uncle, a Jew named Mordecai. One day, Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman, the king's second in command. In response, Haman convinced the king to issue a decree calling for the killing of all the Jews in the empire. When Esther heard the news, she is shocked and appalled. Initially, she refuses to act on behalf of her people. She is fearful that if she approaches the king without being summoned, she could be put to death. Mordecai points out that being the queen would not prevent her, a Jew, from being put to death. And he suggests that perhaps you have come to royal dignity for just such a time as this. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Esther responds, I will go to the king, though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther chapter 4, verse 14b. Esther asks Mordecai to go gather all the Jews to be found in the land and hold a fast on my behalf, and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will also fast as you do. The 3-day fast also included prayer. We are not told for what Esther prayed, But we can be sure that she prayed for guidance in the way and when to approach the king on behalf of her people. After the 3-day fast, Esther stood before the king. She won his favor, and he asked her what was her request. She requested that the king and Haman come the next day to a banquet that she would prepare. The king agreed. That night, unable to sleep, the king sat reading the books of the record of his reign. In reading the records, the king was reminded that Mordecai had identified 2 of the king's guards who conspired to assassinate him. They were hanged, and the king was saved. When the king and Haman attended Esther's banquet, her request is simple. She said, "If I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given to me. That is my petition, and the lives of my people. That is my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we have been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace. But no enemy can compensate for the damage to the king." Esther chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. Esther had set a trap for Haman. He is caught as the king inquires, "Who is he and where is he who would presume to do this?" Haman is identified as the person and is hanged on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. Esther saved the lives of her people, the Jews, the children of Israel in exile. This event is celebrated by the Jews even today as the Feast of Purim. Once more, God saved God's people through their prayers. Just as God heard the cries of his people in slavery in Egypt and said, "I have heard the cries of my people, and I have come to send you, Moses, to tell Pharaoh to let my people go." God hears and God answers prayer. Our epistle from James chapter 5 verses 13 to 20. The writer highlights the importance of prayer. For James, prayer is appropriate in every aspect of Christian life, in sickness and in health, in suffering and in joy. Prayer must be the constant practice in our lives. James writes, "Are any of you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven." James 5, 13 to 15. For James, prayer leads to healing and forgiveness of sins. He points those who have doubts about the power of prayer to look at the exploits of Elijah, who accomplished great things, 3 years and 6 months with no rain, through prayer. Elijah prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. James 5, verse 18. James affirms the words of Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you." 1 Thessalonians 16, verse 18. We are invited to pray without ceasing. We must never lose our connection with God. Our gospel from Mark chapter 9 demonstrates that God hears the prayers of those who do not believe or do not have a desire to have a relationship with God. John points out to Jesus that they saw someone, not of the 12, casting out demons in his name, and they tried to stop him. Jesus responds, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me." Mark chapter 9, verse 39. Some persons pray without being aware of the act or power of prayer. Today we are reminded that prayer builds our relationship with God. It allows us to connect with God and experience God's presence. Through prayer, we are able to seek God's guidance and wisdom, thereby helping us to make decisions that benefit us and are pleasing to God. Prayer provides comfort and peace during challenging and difficult times. Prayer gives hope and reassurance that God is in control and cares for us. It also gives us an opportunity to thank God for God's blessings. It also provides opportunity for us to pray for God's intervention in the lives of others to meet their needs. In this way, prayer helps to build a sense of community. Prayer deepens our faith in God as we grow spiritually. In prayer, we invite God, who is love, to exercise God's love in our life. Let us therefore strive to pray without ceasing, in good times and in bad, in praise and thanksgiving, to grow in our relationship with God, who desires what is best for us. Amen. Let us pray. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord, you call your church to be purified for your service. Set our wills on your kingdom alone. Cease our trivial squabbles and focus your church on proclaiming your glory. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord, you call the nations to be at peace with one another. Unite them in the pursuit of the good of all. May none prosper at the expense of others. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord, you call us to live justly. Strengthen all who uphold order and bring to account any that cause harm. Turn us from the evil we do and the good we do not do. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord, you call us to live. You call us to care for all who are sick. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit. Raise them up to sing your praises. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord, your call brings us home. Draw to yourself all who have died. Restore them in your life and love. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have a hymn, Lord, teach us how to pray. All right.
At Balia, we know a healthy God.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his presence and his peace today and every day. Amen. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. And be safe. We end with Hallelujah.